Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It's day three at the Combine in Indianapolis. Day two on Friday was heavily focused on the wide receivers, and we were keeping an eye on a few prospects as well. We're also getting the pulse of the Patriots' big decision at wide receiver involving Wes Welker. Will they franchise tag him? Will they sign him to an extension? Will they let him get to free agency? Chris Mortensen of ESPN thinks he will end up exploring free agency and spoke a little bit about the Pats' decision on Welker.
I think no franchise tag for him, and I think it would be a coin flip on the on whether he comes back or not. Because once you hit the open market, maybe somebody, listen, it only takes one. Yeah. One who, you know, to really say, okay, we're willing to throw much more money at you than anybody else. And if that happens, you know, Wes has got to make a business decision. This is going to be his last, quote, big contract. So, you know, Wes still has to do what's right for him. And by the way, he may get some action. There's a quarterback in Denver that might want to. Might want to push his people on that one, but you never know. But Wes and Tom Brady just seem to go together, so it's hard and difficult to imagine it, but I do think it's a possibility.
If the Pats wind up moving on without Welker, there are a few high-end prospects at wide receiver in this year's draft. NFL Network and NFL.com's Daniel Jeremiah, a former NFL scout, thinks one in particular would be an ideal fit.
Tavon Austin from West Virginia is a dynamic slot receiver. I don't think you'll really miss anything there. If you plug him in, he's a plug-and-play guy, also return kicks. You're excited about him from that standpoint. I like Hopkins from Clemson. I think he's somebody that's kind of going to go off in the latter portion of the first round. Keenan Allen, somebody who's not going to work out here. He's not going to run. That's kind of the knock on him. Does he really have that top speed? But very smart, very instinctive, would work well in a Patriot-style offense, in my opinion. So there's a lot of players that would fit what they want to do that would mesh well with Tom Brady.
Much more to come from Indianapolis here on Patriots.com, but that'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.